Charles Leclerc, as expected, has inked a deal that will see him at Ferrari for several years. Several years was the quote, and definitely beyond 2024. As a Ferrari fan, what does it mean to you, and what does it mean to you altogether in terms of, as from an editorial perspective?
Well, from an editorial perspective, like you said, it's no surprise that he extended his deal with Ferrari. They've always said that they're committed to him and he's committed to the team. And currently in the driver market, there's nowhere else he could go. Mercedes are fully booked, Red Bull are fully booked, and these are maybe the two teams that he would think about going to other than Ferrari. So yeah, there's no surprise there. From a fan's perspective, and you know that I'm a Tifosi, which is something that you hold against me all the time.
I don't hold it against you, but anyway, we'll clarify that.
Anyhow, yeah, he said that the best is yet to come with Ferrari. And here I'm worried, mate, because they've been lost for the past, maybe since 2008, basically they've been lost. And for me, it hurts. Every year you think, yeah, this year's going to be better, and it's not. And they went through drivers like crazy. They got in Fernando, boom. And you know Fernando, he just lost his mind there. Big fight, and he left. They brought in Seb, four-time world champion, at the top of his game from Red Bull, and he fell, and he left from Ferrari destroyed. You know, spinning all the time and all these things. And then the new promised champion, Leclerc, came in. He beat Seb from season one. Okay, good on him. But then you could see the errors creeping in here and there. So my question is, as a fan again, are they going to destroy Leclerc again? And I hope not. Because in Charles and in Carlos, they have two fantastic drivers. They have a very fast one, blindingly fast Leclerc in qualifying. Not as good a racer as Sainz. And then you've got the smart racer in Sainz. Are they going to destroy these two? I hope not. Especially because also Sainz seems to be staying on board, according to John Elkann. This is my Tifosi perspective.
No, I understand. I mean, you know, I've been a Formula One fan since the early 70s. And yeah, Ferrari had many ups and downs. And I do have Ferrari fans. I've got to be really careful. Before I proceed, I have to tell you that we've just started this podcast like a week or two ago. And already my mate Robbie has sent me a message, you know, nice podcast, but stop dissing Ferrari. And I want to diss Ferrari because, you know, Ferrari is part and parcel of Formula One. I think I'm one of those that, although I'm not a Ferrari fan, I acknowledge and I believe, and it's fact that Formula One without Ferrari is not Formula One, and Ferrari without Formula One is not Ferrari. You know, it's my reason why I'm not a Ferrari fan is dates back to the 70s, but I don't want to go into that. We're talking about Leclerc now. And yes, of course, I give you a hard time, but it's, you know, it's all in good faith, and there's no malice. It's just a lot of laughter, man. You guys really are so funny. I mean, sometimes, like to me, it's happened decades ago, but the latest, you know, the one where they forgot the wheel. I mean, at this level, Carlos comes into the pits and the guy, they've only got three wheels. I mean, that is just like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, they're so important to our narrative. And very importantly, Ferrari wrote the template of how to win and dominate world championships. And that the fact that they don't tap into that template forever astounds me, because 2000 to 2004, it was just red, if you recall. You know, it was red. Anyway, I digress. We're supposed to be talking about Leclerc. Look, Leclerc's a fantastic driver. You know, he's 26. He's incredibly fast, as you say. I think even perhaps faster on a hot lap than Max, which is saying a lot. And I've always said this, combine Carlos and Charles, and you'll have the perfect driver that would probably match Max. But they're not that, mostly because they haven't been given winning cars. You know, when Leclerc had a winning car, although it was an illegal car, he won races. Boom, boom, boom. You give him a winning car, he's going to win races. This is not a science story. I believe science can too. But in terms of Leclerc, he's the best thing Ferrari have at their disposal. And as you mentioned, Leclerc has no options. You know, he has no options. And as Mercedes said, Lewis is gone, you come. It's, you know, where's he going to go? And is he going to go up next to Max in the same car in Max's team? No. Ferrari is Charles's team, and I'd like actually to see him probably end his career there. But at the same time, he's got to look at his career and he's got to say, okay, who's the benchmark? It's Max. Let's look at Max. Max is 54-time Grand Prix winner. Okay, he did start in 2016, and Charles only came on the scene 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, that's correct. So there's a two-year difference. But if you take 2 years off Max's career, he was still a 20-time Grand Prix winner, whereas Charles is a 5-time Grand Prix winner. And that's a very big reality check for drivers who want to drive the Ferrari dream, you know. And when he looks at the figures now, you have a 3-time world champion who is his peer. They were born on the same year. So, well, they're 26. So I find that something he's got to look at and he's got to consider, but then he has no options. You know, end of the day, he has no options. He's just got to hope and pray that Ferrari deliver a decent car. And Ferrari deliver a decent car and they can win races, maybe even push for the championship and win a title. I'll be delighted for you guys because you guys never stop moaning.
It's not moaning, mate. We always give Ferrari just some tough love, you know. We want them to do better. Look, yeah, like you said, Leclerc, and I agree with what you said that he's, I think, in qualifying, he's even better than Max. I think he's the best qualifier out there today. Look, mate, in 2022, they had a fast car, but they destroyed their season with the way they ran it, with the strategy, with the reliability. And those errors crept in for Leclerc. And that is the problem for him. Look, I want him to do well. I just have a quick thing to say that in 2017, when he won the Formula 2 championship, I was there in Abu Dhabi on the final race when he did that crazy move on Albon out of turn 8 and won that race. I was there. My brother was next to me and he said, look, man, we've just seen a star is born. I want Leclerc to do well, you know, but whether Ferrari help him do well, this is the big question.
Cool. I was going to give the final word to the Tifoso, whatever, but I'm going to just clarify because it's important early on, my stance on Ferrari. I started following Formula One in earnest in 1973, okay? Ferrari were not really, Enzo was running the show and he was not happy with Formula One, often put Formula One under a barrel demanding entry fees. It was like before Bernie got in, so teams negotiated with organizers themselves. And he had pulled his cars and he was always, you know, and it got to a stage in 1973 where he was so focused on sports cars that people thought he was going to pull the plug on Formula One. And that's when I came onto the absorbing Formula One narrative scene. And I didn't like Ferrari. I loved their sports car program with Jackie X, Ronnie Peterson, that I adored. But the Formula One side was neglected until Luca di Montezemolo came along. And Luca came along and he told Enzo that we got to focus on Formula One. And they did. And the Niki Lauda era was spawned and all that. And I loved that era. I mean, I wasn't a fan. But I was a fan of Gilles Villeneuve, for instance, and he's a Ferrari icon, and he's my favorite driver along with Ayrton Senna. So, but I still don't like how Ferrari handled the Villeneuve situation with Pironi. You know, it's hard for me to say this, but there was a tension that it delivered after Imola that Ferrari did not manage properly. As a result, a few weeks later, Gilles arrived in Belgium, and he was really unhappy with the team. And he killed himself, as you know. So I have a lot of love for Ferrari, but it's a love-hate kind of thing. So, you know, it's like you're the patriarch of the family that you love and you respect, yet sometimes you question them. And that's where I feel with Ferrari. But I do hope they become great again because I'd love you guys to gloat for a while too.
Yeah, well, the same thing for me. When I started following F1 back in 96, I think, it was, you know, Michael was starting to build up in at Ferrari, and we lived with all the disappointments until 2000 and that first title, and then, you know, the streak. So yeah, we were prancing
How did it
horses.
feel? I mean, how did it feel? I mean, I know what it felt like with McLaren when we just won everything. When you guys were winning like that, how did it feel for
It
Ferrari
felt
fans?
great, mate. It felt like vindication or something, because, you know, we've been getting our ass kicked for years. You know, we lost to Villeneuve, we lost to Damon, and then 2 years in a row to Mika Häkkinen and McLaren. Those 2 years with McLaren, mate, they hurt. They hurt a lot, honestly. But then 2000 came, and you just forget everything. You just forget everything. It was great just enjoying seeing the perfection, the greatness, Michael behind the wheel. Red is my favorite color, so I wear red proudly. That's not a problem. Yeah, it's just that you have to explain a lot, and you just have to justify a lot these days. This is the way we talk about the team. You know, this is the, yeah, but you know, this happened, and no, there's a new team boss. Next year is going to be better. And then we get slapped in the face next year. That's why sometimes we give them some tough love. But anyhow, going back to Leclerc, I hope that finally he's the one who's going to get that elusive championship for Ferrari. Hopefully in these coming years. I'm not sure, honestly, because, you know, this era, it's going to be Red Bull dominated. Let's see what they can do. And if he stays beyond 2026, let's see what the new era brings with Ferrari and Leclerc.
Thank you.